Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you ready to compare May and Burrow, Keith?
Yes, I am. I woke up pretty early this morning to get ready to compare May and Burrow.
You've done your own research.
Yeah, I've done plenty of research.
That's very important.
I'm good on this.
Yeah. You don't want other people's research.
I'm not going to trust anybody else.
You want to do your own research and dig
and
in
twist
deep.
Twist it around to make it my own. Not hear anybody else's.
I got some. That was Drake May yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, just a way to get into today's conversation. But you can follow up on the Fool's Gold stuff. We were talking about that late last week. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton doesn't believe in the Pats. I think I finally figured out why. I think he just hates Patriots fans.
No, I think somebody texted in, and they didn't leave their name, so I don't know who it is. But I want to give credit to the texter from last week. This is a weird way of defending Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Cam Newton's a Bill Belichick guy.
He's riding for Bill.
I think that makes the most sense. Because you're like, why would he not like Drake May? Drake May grew up a Panther fan and a Cam Newton fan. He loves them. He even did the Cam Newton celebration. Cam Newton being bad here was one thing, but that was also years ago. It's not like fresh. It's not like the year after.
No.
So,
but you can't unsee all the people being like, hey, you can't throw. Hey, you're a bum.
There's that.
I bet he hates Patriots fans, but riding for Bill is not a bad theory.
I think it's decent because that whole season, he got worse and worse every week, and Bill never said a bad word about Cam. He never benched Cam. Like, he played the whole year. And then, yeah, the next year he brought him into camp and then had to cut him and all that stuff. But I don't know. That's as good a theory as any. But no, I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to the he is a or the Patriots schedule and Drake May's schedule. That's the only reason why they're good. Nope.
I don't subscribe to Fool's Gold either. But again, I mean, if they lose at home on divisional weekend after a bye, then he'll have a leg to stand on. In the meantime, if you want to discuss that, you can. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch, you can chat, you can subscribe to WEEI. If you missed any of Drake May yesterday on a Patriots Monday, may or may not, all that good stuff with WEEI Afternoons, that's on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. You can go back and give it a listen. But that May clip is just a way to get into this week's matchup, which we won't actually see on the field, but a potential matchup between Drake May and Joe Burrow. And it's just a way to look at what's happened with Joe Burrow, how we view Joe Burrow. You say this constantly, Keith. There were four clear-cut quarterbacks in the AFC, the four best quarterbacks in the NFL. Burrow was one of them. That's how we talked about him coming into the year. May is now an MVP candidate. Burrow is now hurt again. And I think it's instructive to go back and look at Joe Burrow, who was a high pick in a deep quarterback class, a bit of a lost rookie year. May was really due to a poor team around him, a bunch of turnovers. Burrow was also on a bad team and then got hurt. In year two, Burrow really broke out. He was an all-pro. He was, if I'm not mistaken, right? Is that what the AP next to his name is? He's comeback player of the year.
He wasn't all-pro.
So what is the AP? You get votes?
No. He was AP comeback player of the year, I believe is what that was.
The AP comeback player. I was going to say, how are you all-pro at quarterback and not the MVP?
That was Aaron Rodgers.
AP comeback player of the year. Thank you. So that's what he did that year.
But that was the year
they went to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So, you know, you talk about a guy breaking out and, you know, really showing up as, well, an MVP caliber quarterback, a franchise quarterback, a guy who can lead his team to a Super Bowl. And again, a guy who made good on the draft capital, the investment and everything else. And now you look up at Joe Burrow, who, when he's locked in with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, the offense is unstoppable. And yet, they missed the playoffs last year. And yet, he's hurt again, which constantly happens with him. And I wonder if there are lessons to look at with the Bengals and whether or not there's a cautionary tale there with Joe Burrow. And maybe the Patriots are already doing more right than the Bengals ever did with Joe Burrow. But I do think there are some lessons there.
I do, too. So I think the biggest knock on Burrow, especially the way this season has gone, is just his availability. Like, this is his sixth year in the NFL. He's been healthy for three of them. The 3 years he's been healthy, he's nasty. Like, there's no debate he's a top five quarterback for those 3 years. But the other three, including his rookie year, he doesn't play. So he played 10 games as a rookie. He played 10 games in 23. And he only played two games so far this year. All the other three seasons, his team did have a winning record. Now, it didn't make the playoffs every year. He's made the playoffs twice. But they've had a winning record every year. He's been a full-time starter. You know, the touchdowns are through the roof, the passing yards through the roof. He does have Chase and Higgins, right? So, like, there's a little bit of that. Like, you have two of the best receivers, or one of the best receiver in the league. But he's great, and he also has that, like, the playoff chops. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, so he's on that level, but he's gotten there. And, like, Mahomes has been hogging all the Super Bowl appearances in the AFC. And so guys like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, who I think have been consistently better in regular seasons and have won regular season MVPs, but they don't have the playoff acumen that Burrow has. Burrow has a winning record in the playoffs. He's only been there twice. He's 5-2.
I mean,
like, he's won five playoff games.
He's like the guy. You know, in the AFC,
he's the kryptonite for Mahomes.
He's the one,
the
right?
only one.
I mean, Brady did it. Brady's retired.
Well, yeah.
Hurts did it in the Super Bowl, but
no, in the AFC, current peers,
right.
It's
Lamar
Burrow.
Hasn't done it.
No.
Allen hasn't done it. Herbert hasn't done it. You know, I mean, May hasn't had a chance yet, but he's like the guy.
Yeah,
and yet Twitch chat makes a great point. Keith, he could come back next year and win his third comeback player of the year. Like, that tells
that's
you.
That's his problem, man.
That tells like, you well, yeah, how injury-prone he is. Like, the guy doesn't play enough games. You just went through it. In his career, starting his rookie year, 10, 16, 16, 10, 17, 2. He has a chance to win his third comeback player of the year before the age of 30, or I guess he'll be 30 when he wins that next year, if he wins that next year.
Well, which is also funny, too, because we talk about Drake May and staying healthy, and, like, you know, a lot of times it gets brought up, like, him running and him taking hits. If you look at, like, the big four quarterbacks in the AFC, which one runs the least and who's the most injury prone? It's the same guy. So it's not even like Joe Burrow. And I wouldn't call him a statue, but he's more of your pocket passer than Allen is, and Lamar, and even Mahomes.
He, to me, is like a Rodgers, where Rodgers will, like, move around. He's not running for a lot of yards, but he's pretty mobile. That to me, is Burrow.
Yeah,
Burrow
can't be a statue anymore, but it's like guys like Stafford and Burrow, you just think of them more kind of staying in the pocket, using their arm. But that's where he's at. So it's not even like, all these runs are injuring him. He's missed so much time. So when he's out there, he's great. But they also, that's another team that they put a lot on him. Like, there's been a lot, like, their defenses have been bad. Their offensive lines have been really, really bad. I think that's one of the things to learn, too, is, like, he overcame statistically the worst offensive line ever to make a Super Bowl his second year in the league. And they've tried to invest into that. They've tried to protect him. And I think, you know, obviously mixed results.
So I don't know how well they've tried to protect him. And the coach is bad.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what they built around him. And you know me, Keith. I love a good, shiny weapon, wide receiver.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
I like the number one alpha dog in the passing game. and I'd take that over a tackle. In fact, I think we talked about that all offseason long. It's like, all right, you have Drake May. What do you want to get him? Do you want to get him a stud receiver? Do you want to get him a tackle? And I didn't believe in Will Campbell as a tackle. And clearly, he's an NFL caliber tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean he's going to be a high-end Pro Bowler every year. Maybe he will be. I'm not saying he won't. But I do wonder what the ceiling is there. But clearly, he's not moving to guard anytime soon, which is what I thought was going to be the case with Will Campbell when he came in. So I was wrong about that evaluation. And if you want a lesson from Joe Burrow, maybe the Patriots have already learned all those lessons or at least protected Drake May from that. They gave him a left tackle. They built up the offensive line in the offseason. I didn't love some of the additions that they made. Morgan Moses, Garrett Bradbury. I didn't think those were big additions. Those guys have been solid.
Mm-hmm.
They got Isaiah Wilson in the third round. They already had Jared Wilson. They built up their O-line for him, and it's been a vast difference from a year ago.
Yeah.
They went out and got him weapons in the passing game, but Steph Diggs was a piece that not a lot of people wanted. Mac Hollins was not a high-end addition that they went out and got. They were able to spackle that together after investing more so in the offensive line and defense. The Bengals have never invested in defense. They haven't invested in the offensive line.
I mean, Hendrickson, I guess, kind of, right?
Like, but not a splash. Like,
no,
all
no.
the money the Patriots spent this offseason was on defense, just about.
Right.
And the Bengals haven't done that. Outside of maybe a move here or there, you're right, retaining Hendrickson. But they haven't done that. They haven't invested in the offensive line or ever fixed the offensive line for Joe Burrow. They go out and expect him to not get hurt by doing the same thing over and over again. And they've given him weapons in the passing game. And look, I would love to build a team that way. I'd love Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and air it out with Drake May. But if you want a lesson from Joe Burrow, it seems like the Patriots are already pretty well set up to protect him from becoming Joe Burrow, which the Bengals have never seemed to figure out.
Well, and I think it's, you know, having that complete game or the complete team, it just makes the quarterback's job so much easier. Like Joe Burrow, basically these last few years when he's out there, they better score 31 points or they're not going to win. Where we've seen Drake May in the offense this year, they can have a good game, they can score 23 points, and the defense is good enough to win. So it just kind of props up the quarterback, makes him look a whole lot better. That was sort of even, I think, overlooked a little bit with Kansas City the last few years. It's like, it wasn't just Mahomes anymore. Like, his job, remember, what was the stat last year? They didn't even score 30 points in a game. And yet they still won a bunch of games and went to the Super Bowl before getting destroyed. But yeah, I think they've built up this team around Drake May pretty well. Like now it's a new coaching staff, right? So it's a little bit easier, I think, to go in there and rip apart a lot of the pieces, where like Zachary Taylor's been there for a long time. So maybe it's a little bit more difficult for him to just be like, we don't want all these guys because they brought him in. So like they're almost like forced with him. Whereas like Mike Vrabel came in and was like, all right, we're going to change 4/5 of the offensive line. We're going to change half the receiver room. We're going to add a running back. Like, we're going to do all that for the quarterback just in our first year. You could see what they wanted to do.
Text line says, you guys do realize the Bengals are one of the worst organizations in sports. Yeah.
Seems like it.
Patriots had been. Patriots really had looked like one for the last few years. But if you want to give the Pats ownership as a check mark, like, they won't let it go that south like the Bengals do, and they fail Joe Burrow left and right, I'd take the Crafts over Bengals ownership.
No, it's a bad owner. I mean, it's a joke of a franchise, but they've had a winning record the last 4 years, and they have one of the best quarterbacks set up. Now, it's not like they
haven't done much to build
found
around
a diamond
him
in the rough. He was the number one overall pick, and they were bad, and they got him, and like, whatever.
And they still cheap out, and they still, you know, try to cut corners and just win with Burrow. And they haven't done much to go above and beyond. So, look, I've been critical of Kraft's ownership, but I take it over the Bengals. Better coach, better situation right now already for Drake May. So is Joe Burrow a cautionary tale in any way? Burrow went to a Super Bowl in year two, lost it, but went to a Super Bowl in year two. He's been hurt a ton. People are worried about that with Drake May. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Let me also add this.
All right.
You're starting a team now, Keith.
Okay.
Joe Burrow is going to be 29 in December.
All right. Happy birthday.
So you'll be taking him in his age 30 year, I guess, if we're talking about next season and moving forward. You have Drake May at, what is he, 22, 23?
He's a young gun.
So you have a young quarterback in May who is just, it seems, breaking out, MVP caliber quarterback.
Yeah.
You have Joe Burrow pushing 30 and already dinged up three different times.
Mm-hmm.
If you were starting a franchise, who would you start with right now?
Is it contracts included? What are we looking at here? Is that,
let's take contracts
to the side.
Let's take contracts out of it. You know, okay, you're going to pay Drake May, I'd imagine, you know, commensurate, yeah, what you're going to be paying Burrow. So maybe you get a cheap year or two. But let's say, let's take the contract out of it. You get an established Joe Burrow, who, as you pointed out, has been to a Super Bowl. He's 5-2 lifetime in the playoffs. If he gets you there, he can win big games.
He can.
May's never been there. Yep. We don't know that he can't, but we also don't know that he can. Who would you start your franchise with?
So this one, I think, is really tough. You know, if the franchise is here, right? Like, say, for example, you have Mike Vrabel. We all like Mike Vrabel more than we like Zachary Taylor. And if you have the Patriots defense, if you have the Patriots O-line, if you have the Patriots everything else, I think you can make a great case for Joe Burrow. I just can't overlook how many games he's missed. And he's 20, or he's soon to be 29, but the modern NFL quarterback could still play another 10 high-end years. Brady was better in his 30s than he was in his 20s. So I don't think, like, we've seen the best of Joe Burrow necessarily. I just think, like, all right, one really bad injury, okay, that happens. Another one, that's really buzzard's luck. A third one before you're 30, I don't know how many games I'm going to get out of him.
Yeah, so he's not going to get any healthier in his 30s, yeah. I wouldn't imagine.
It seems like a little bit of a homer take and a little bit of recency bias, but I think it is the sheer amount of injuries that he's had that I'll take Drake May, also knowing that he hasn't played his best yet. I'd take Drake May. I'm not taking Drake May over everybody. I'm not going to that extreme. But I think because of all these different injuries that he's had, I would take May over Burrow. Maybe that's crazy, but I would.
I don't think it's crazy. And I'm guessing a lot of Patriots fans would as well. And you could be falling for a flash in the pan, as could I.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. May was drafted to be this. He's already this. And we're seeing how it's working here in New England. Admittedly, it's an easy schedule. Some out there, Cam Newton, think it's fool's gold. But the level he's playing at, I don't know that he can win a big game yet. I guess that's sort of the next test for him. He goes out and falls apart in a big playoff game. We should hold that against him like people do with Herbert. We should hold that against him like people do with Lamar. And people were doing that right after they lost their first playoff games. They didn't wait 2 or 3 years and say, well, that's only a game. They did it right after Lamar lost his first game, right after Herbert lost his first game. So I think that would apply to May. And I know Burrow can do it in a big game. I just don't know that he's going to get you to a big game. I don't know that he's going to be healthy once the big game comes around. And I don't think it's crazy to say, I'll take the 23-year-old who is looking like an MVP versus the 30-year-old who can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you start a franchise with? Drake May or Joe Burrow? 617-779-7937. And what lessons should the Patriots learn? Maybe they've already learned from the Joe Burrow experience in Cincinnati. Again, you can discuss here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off NFL teams coming up at 11:30. We haven't done that in a few weeks, so we'll circle back. It's a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran at High Noon. We'll get his thoughts on the Patriots now through 11 weeks, heading into the game against Cincinnati on Sunday. It is also a Key for Madness at 12:45, so stay tuned for that. Plus, let's get into Jamar Chase. He does want to appeal, but it sounds like he's going to miss the game on Sunday. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Last night, the Boston Bruins fell 3-1 to the Carolina Hurricanes at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman gave up all three goals on 32 shots. Riley Tufte scored the Bees' lone goal with 10 seconds left in the third period. The Bruins will return to the ice tomorrow to begin a four-game road trip in Anaheim to play the Ducks. Tonight, the Boston Celtics look to make it 3 wins in a row when the Seas will be in Brooklyn to play the Nets. Tip-off Barclays Center is at 7:30. On Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys got the 33-16 win over the Raiders in Las Vegas. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott went 25 of 33 for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns in the victory. New England Patriots players are off today. The Pats will return to the practice field tomorrow to begin preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Bengals in Cincinnati. Bengals wide receiver Jamar Chase will not play on Sunday after being suspended for one game for spitting at Pittsburgh Steelers cornerback Jalen Ramsey. And tonight, Boston College basketball hosts the Hampton Pirates. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Pregame will begin at 6:45, and tip-off from Conti Forum is at 7. At the 99 Restaurants, the $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the roasted turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.